Tom Case, the head football coach with the ICAM Manning Wolves, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2020 season for the Wolves. They finish up the season at 3-6, really playing good football at the end of the season. And, Coach, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
You bet. Glad to do it, Jeff.
Tom, talk about the end of the season there. I said you guys were playing good football. You 3-2 down the stretch, beat some good football teams in Ridgeview, Southwest Valley, a very, very nice win. Your only two losses really were both to Loma, who's been a ranked team all season long. So had to be happy, even though you wanted to win that second game against Loma, had to be happy with the way this season finished?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about the kids, the kids that we have on the team. We only had five seniors, but I think they gave us pretty good leadership during the season. We certainly had a very challenging early season schedule, and we knew that it was going to be a challenge for us, and we just had some different things going on early on that we couldn't keep a consistent starting 11 on the field for one reason or another. And once we got into the fifth, sixth game where we were able to get some consistency with the starting lineup, we've seen results of that in better play, just better execution and just overall performance. So we talked to the kids about the fact that after the season was over that, at 0-4, it could have been pretty easy to throw in the towel and just say to heck with it and we'll just, finish it as best we, any old way. But they decided to work a little harder and really stepped up their game and expectations, and we finished 3-2. And I think we played some of our best football at the very end, and that's what you want to do.
Absolutely, Coach. And you mentioned that just five seniors, but even if you add the juniors in there, there's still more freshmen and sophomores on this team than there is juniors and seniors combined. So, like you said, to be 0-4 and to finish 3-2 the rest of the way out says a lot about the character of this overall group and that leadership of those young guys, kind of impressing that that we don't want to give up to the younger kids as well. And that'll bode well for the future.
Yes, I definitely think so. I think it shows the fact that, if you stick with it, good things will happen. And we beat two very good football teams there at the end. They were hard fought wins. Ridgeview had a very good season and finished second in their district. I think the Southwest Valley team, I think if I remember correctly, they finished second in their district, and we had to travel down to play them on their home field. And so just very pleased with the fact that we were able to finish 3-2 over those last five games. We did lose twice to Loma, who has a very good football team. They have a big physical football team with a lot of size in the offensive and D lines, and play very good football. But I thought our kids competed hard against them, and that's all you can ask for.
And, Coach, even in your guys' losses, the Tri-Center game to open the season was really the only one that you guys weren't there. You had chances. Southeast Valley, you lost by 10. Woodbury Central was just a 14-0 game. West Monona, 20-7. So, even in that 0-4 start, there were some games where you guys were right there.
Right, and that some of that came down to just four or five plays where our execution was bad, or maybe a turnover. But that's what makes the difference in close football games like that. And then once in a while, the ball just doesn't bounce your way. And I think that kind of happened in the West Monona game. I think there's a time or two the ball just didn't bounce our way, and that happens sometimes. And you got to play through it and hope that it does the next time. So you're correct. Really, the only game that got away from us real early was the Tri-Center game. And I know the scores of the Logan game, I think they're a little misleading also, because I think they were a little closer than those scores indicate. But, we just wanted to finish strong, want the kids to play hard, and I think we accomplished that.
Coach, you mentioned kind of getting healthier as the season went on, which allowed you to get more consistency because you had guys out there for back-to-back games and more games. And then the turnover thing, the bounces started to go your way. What other areas did you see that maybe kind of helped flip this season when you guys went into that Ridgeview game and started to get you on that win streak?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I felt our offensive line play got better, obviously, as the year went along, but you know, that game was a little tricky, too, because we lost a couple of linemen early in that first half of that football game. But we were able to just change a couple of positions, and some guys stepped up and played really, really well. And another thing that we started doing a little bit, we started getting teams to turn the ball over defensively. We were able to get some interceptions, get some fumbles, and that really helped pick up our offense a little bit, and obviously stop the other team from scoring. And I just I thought overall on both sides of the football, we just got a little more physical, and that's really important when you're playing football. So, but by the end, those last four games or so, we were able to stick an offensive line together that was actually able to play together for a four-game stretch, and it made a big, big difference.
The Southwest Valley game, the best performance for you guys? You guys had that game really in control by halftime, or was there another game that maybe stuck out, the road win at Ridgeview that kind of turned things around for you guys?
Well, I think the Southwest Valley game was the best game we played all year, and we just really played well offensively and defensively. We really kept them guessing as to, you know, what we were doing, and I think we were the more physical team in that game, and just on really on both sides of the ball. And you know, another, and you mentioned the Ridgeview game, defense again I think played a big role in that one, and the offense took advantage. I mean, we had four interceptions in the Ridgeview game, and that definitely stopped some offensive drives that they had, and helped us offensively with a few more possessions. And, you know, another game that we actually played pretty well in was the Southeast Valley game. That was the second game of the year, and then
yep.
The kids really played a solid game there against a very good football team, and we just couldn't stay consistent enough. But overall, I think the Southwest Valley was our best game of the year.
Coach, you've been around for a while, coached a lot of great football teams in your time so far. Is this the craziest year you've been through with all the COVID stuff and all of the other things that kind of went into just trying to get this season played?
Yeah, without a doubt. Just the fact of trying to be prepared to play. I mean, no one really knew. And everybody was in the same boat. Across the state, no one really knew what the parameters were going to be. They didn't let us open up the weight room facilities until July 1st, and we didn't know then if we were going to have a season. It was hard to prepare, and what I think we found out 3-4 days before camp started that we could actually that we were going to have a football season, and it just really, really was. One thing after another from the very beginning, and we were fortunate we didn't lose any football games due to COVID, and I know a lot of teams did, and we feel fortunate in that, and by far this is the most unusual season I've ever seen, and I hope it's the last one.
Coach, you've also been through where they've done different things with the playoffs where just district champions get in, or the top two teams get in, or the top four teams get in. And back in the days of the conferences, it was a point system based off of if you were playing, what size schools you were playing. This year, everybody got in, and they shortened the season to a 7-week regular season with everybody getting in. Any changes with what they did this year that you think they could incorporate that would be good for high school football in the future?
Well, you know, I think if they really look at it long and hard, it might be possible to figure out a way to get everyone into the to the playoffs, you know, give them a shot at it. I think they're going to take a long look at how this played out this year, and was it fair? Was it feasible? Did it make sense? I think they'll take a long, hard look at what they can do to improve, you know, their playoff system. And I don't think they've had a perfect system yet by any means. And it looks like to me this one that they put together seemed to go pretty well and smoothly, at least from what I've heard. But I never try to guess what the association will do, because that is something that you just never know. And it'll be interesting to see. But and it sounds and looks to me like this went pretty smoothly, and maybe it'll work going forward. I know the large schools do not want to lose any regular season games because of the gate that they lose. You know, I mean, from what I understand, some of these 4A's, you know, lose as much as $8,000 to $10,000 a game, you know, if they don't get that home gate. So I'm sure that's going to play a role in it, and we'll just have to see.
Coach, you mentioned a couple of times 5 seniors this year. One of them, Kyler Rasmussen, had, I thought, a terrific career for you offensively and defensively. Last couple of years, he was the main cog in your run game. And then defensively as a linebacker or wherever you needed to play him, he just seemed to make tackles night in and night out. But talk about this senior group and what they've meant to you.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned Kyler, we'll start out with him. Kyler, you know, he played a little bit as a freshman and lettered defensively for us. And then as a sophomore, we really were without a quarterback. And we knew Kyler was more of a running back than quarterback, but we put him in that spot, and he did a really good job for us, actually. And then last year we moved him to fullback, and he had a good year, just under 1,000 yards, and kept him at fullback this year. And I was glad to see him get that 1,000-yard mark. He was just under 1,100 yards and scored, I think he scored 10 or 11, or around 10 touchdowns somewhere in there. So he was a vital cog in that running game, obviously. On defense, sometimes, depending on what defense we were in, he was either at safety or linebacker, and was our made our defensive calls and was our leading tackler. So he had a great career for us, and he'll certainly be missed. Brody Soringen was a starter last year on offense and played quite a bit of defense for us also. Brody kind of anchored the offensive line this year, played our middle linebacker spot, and was one of our leading tacklers, a very hard-working young man, and played the game with a lot of attitude and physicality, and that's where you really have to play this game. Hayden McLaughlin played split end for us in safety, sometimes cornerback. Hayden had a good solid year for us, kind of helped solidify our defensive secondary, made a big catch in the Ridgeview game to help us win that football game, and kind of helped give us a little bit of momentum there. And he made some other nice plays during the season. So Hayden did a real good job for us. Drew Doyle really played a vital, you know, a pretty major role this year. We had a season ending injury to Amos Rasmussen before the season even began. Amos handled our kicking. Drew stepped up and handled all of our kickoff duties and our PAT duties, and had a very high percentage of PATs that were good, and did a great job of we like to kind of directional kick and spot kick with kickoffs, and he did a great job there. Played wing back for us, and when we had some injury problems, he moved into the halfback spot to in the backfield, so he played both positions and did very well. Led us in pass receptions also, which is, again, a big important point to help the offense out. And defensively, played anywhere, again, from safety to corner to linebacker, depending on the defense we were in. So Drew was a very, very important part of our team also there. And, you know, James come back off of a really bad ankle injury 2 years ago. Played with a plate in his ankle last year, which really limited him, but gave it his best. Was able to get the plate out over the winter months and just had a great senior year for us. He's one of really a physical player. Didn't lead the defense, but was a vital cog of our defense, playing nose guard or linebacker. Really improved as the year went along. Just got better and better with each game. And also played tight end for us, mainly as a blocking tight end. But James came to, you know, whenever James was at practice or a game, you know you're going to get your best effort. And just a very hardworking young man. So these were our five seniors, and they really did a very good job for us.
Coach, with so much youth on the team this year, future look pretty good for this program?
Well, I think so. You know, we played an awful lot of young kids this year for various reasons, some injury due to injury and some just because they were good enough to play. Probably played more freshmen this year than I can ever remember. And whether it be on a specialty team or actually going in to play varsity minutes on either it be on offense or defense. So, you know, they got valuable experience. And JV ended up 2-3 with playing a pretty competitive schedule. And as I told them, we have a good future ahead of us. But last meeting, you either get better or worse. You do not stay the same. So, you know, they have to decide what they want to do. Do you want to get better? If you want to get better, you got to put time and effort and work in. So I think they'll do that, and I think they have a good core group to work with. And we'll just get back to the grind here and as soon as possible and get ready.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate all the time you give us throughout the season with pregame and postgame stuff and getting the stats and lineups and everything. So thanks very much for everything. It's always getting fun to get a chance to work with you each fall, and looking forward to next season.
You bet, Jeff, and we appreciate